Well, Josh Wolf and
Adam Ray, I mean, should we tell people
how?
How?
Sure, go ahead.
First of all, okay, so this is a new sports comedy podcast.
Yes.
That started based off of pretty much just one hangout.
Yeah.
One and a half hangouts.
It was one true hang.
Yeah.
At the goddamn Comedy Jam.
Yeah.
And
now what do you constitute a true dude hang?
Well, there was booze.
There was booze.
There was music.
Yep.
We were talking about sports.
Yep.
And there were some good looking women around.
Great. And we're talking sports with a comedy backdrop.
Yeah. Comedy and music too.
Yeah.
I will tell you something. It's very rare that like I meet somebody that first night. I told you, I went home and I told my wife, I'm like, I got a new best friend. I got a new buddy.
I haven't done that since like sixth grade.
Yeah.
So that's rare. A dude in your 30s to like, yeah.
Because you know when you hit a certain age, you're like, I don't really need any more friends.
No. I feel that way right now. But
doesn't that make...
I mean,
people get.
I felt that way.
Yes, exactly. Pre this.
Yeah.
But
you've opened my eyes and opened my heart to more dude friendships, maybe.
I mean, it really is.
My 60s are going to be a fucking whirlwind. I might just cancel out. I might delete my Facebook account and start it up again when I'm 65.
Do you know what's crazy? Because I have thought to myself before, like when I've gone out like to parties or whatever, my wife's like, do you want to go out with this couple?
Yeah.
She will be like, you can be friends with this guy. And I'm always like, I don't need any more friends.
No.
Like, what am I going to do? I'm not going to go out. I'm not hanging with Jerry.
No.
You know, your friend's husband. Like, that's not happening.
But also, like, you have the advantage of being in this comedy and entertainment business of where, like, a lot of your friends are cool people and
yeah.
fun. Like,
yeah.
I mean,
there are a lot of douchebags in our business.
But you also probably know a lot of dudes in our business who are cool as
yes,
well, right?
Yes, yes, yes. But I would not have reached out to them
yeah.
about this.
No.
There was something. Here's what I would say. So you and I hadn't really had a real conversation.
Yeah.
But there was such an ease to which the conversation came
yep.
that I was like, eh, we got to do something.
We
got to
record this.
Yeah. And then we came and
people
then I came
need to hear us talk. People need to hear us converse.
But then I came and did your podcast with Brad.
And crushed it.
By the way, so happy to hear that you're using the ET pictures.
I'll show you off air.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to see like your... I don't want to see the face that is presumably the face you also make when you come, because that's what's going to happen when you see this picture.
Really?
It's incredible.
I mean, I'm so excited because when we talked,
it's all because I mean, you literally that suggestion, and then we were like, oh, I mean, it's incredible.
Well, listen, man, I'm really excited to get to do this because it involves two of my favorite things,
yeah.
which is comedy and sports.
Yeah,
and you are a sports fan. Now, and I know a little something about Seattle sports fans because I lived up there.
Right. And that's where the bond, that got us on the train to
yeah.
Bonneville, because it was like, oh, there's like, because that helps a lot. Whether it's, I mean, if a guy likes sports, you can talk sports.
Yep.
But having some sort of common thread, and whether it's like, you know, even if you didn't live in Seattle, but you were like, oh, Griffey was my favorite player growing up, whatever it was, then that just gets us on the train.
You know, I was at the game where the head first slide by Griffey into home
to
playoff
win,
game.
To win game five.
You know, I was at that game.
Wow.
You know, I was at the game at the Kingdom.
I was at game three when Tino hit the home run.
I was at that game 3-1. Too.
That was incredible. My best friend's dad took his son, my best friend and myself, and his dad, who was like 6'5", still a 6'5".
I was going to say.
Yeah. He died in the parking lot after the game. We had to take the bus home. But he got in a fight with people behind us because they're Yankees fans. He got in a fight because the Yankees fans were just like, awful at the Kingdom, and he was so, I mean, stakes are so high in those playoff games.
Yeah.
And people, I think his dad already like had a little bit of a temperament, but it was I mean, the guy was just screaming in his ear, and he turned around and just fucking grabbed him by the collar and shook him and said, I'm at the game with my son and his friend, you shut the fuck up.
No.
Like, yeah. It was crazy. And
did he shut the fuck up?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, because this guy was like, I don't know, 5'10", and our buddy's dad, my buddy's dad was 6'5".
Still is.
Yeah, still is. But also, like, it was the first time I saw a dad, like, get physical, and I wasn't scared. It was more like, oh, fuck yeah. You know?
How old were you?
This was 95, so I was 13.
Too young to jump in.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, do you?
For sure.
You know what's funny? Now, look, I have a couple of really great Kingdom stories.
Yeah.
But... it's interesting that, you know, you're talking about your buddy's friend getting in a fight with a New York fan. Do you think that New York Yankee fans are the worst, the most annoying to other fan bases? Like, out of all the sports, you know, you can pick college sports or basketball or baseball or football.
Yeah.
What do you think is the single most annoying group of fans?
I mean, I think you base your assessment off of the people you know who are fans, right, of that team.
Yeah, and who also, you're a fan of, obviously. Yeah.
And what you see on TV. I mean, look, after that Pistons-Pacers brawl and Pistons fans threw, like, soda on Ron Artest.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, that was like, oh, okay, well, you guys are terrible people. And I go ahead and base it on most of Detroit.
Yeah.
I've met people since, and I kind of go, and they're like, I'm from Detroit.
You think they're the worst?
And hot chick's like, I'm from Detroit. I'm like,
what hot chick's from Detroit?
Soda tossing bitch. No, I don't say that. And then the date ends. No. You love to throw soda on black guys.
What?
Yeah. But I mean, I don't know what fan. I mean, the Yankee,
look,
fans,
the Yankee
are,
fans are tough. Alabama football. Alabama football fans.
Really?
Are you a college football guy?
Well, here's the thing. Before we really get deep, should we just tell people what this is going to be?
Yeah.
But I guess they're getting the vibe of it. If you love comedy and you love sports.
Yeah.
And I mean, you having spent time in Seattle, but you consider yourself an East Coast sports fan.
I was born and raised in Massachusetts.
There you go.
So I'm Team Brady.
Wow, dude. I mean, that is an entire season of podcast.
Do you really think do you really?
Hold that thought. We'll get to it.
Okay.
Do I really think, I mean. So East Coast, West Coast, we have that going on.
I think East Coast sports fans are better.
Yes.
You agree with that?
I mean, again, this is like, we're putting, how many?
I think East Coast sports fans, professional sports fans are better.
I think they care more about sports because the weather is shittier and there's less, and it's like, you get so cold and so down in the dumps that you look for something to warm you up on the inside.
Okay.
And when hot cocoa is
With
not
some
around,
marshmallows?
Yeah. You go for that Tom Brady headshot.
Do you
headshot.
Cocoa with the marshmallows?
Dude, always.
I fucking love a cocoa with the marshmallows.
By the way, I took them to this cabin up in Washington a couple weeks ago, just a little vacay, and they're six twin girls.
Yeah.
Busted and had never had s'mores.
Wait, six twin girls?
No, I'm sorry. 6-year-old twin girls.
Oh, I was going to say. Yeah. Dude, that sounds like a crazy Playboy video.
My sister's vagina is, let's just say it could have, that's where we stayed.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
We got the s'mores for the first time and then only a couple marshmallows. They got up at 8 a.m. and found kids, and you know this, like you tuck away snacks like lined around like the kitchen counters.
Yeah.
You can't hide it with like a vase or whatever. They know that snacks are there. They found this bag of marshmallows and cleaned the bag out. So
how old were they? Six?
They're six. Yeah. They're not with us anymore because the sugar overdose was
too
much.
Yeah, they died.
It was, I've never seen a kid bounce off the wall so hard.
Here's the best thing about kids is that they're terrible liars.
Yeah.
So when you catch them.
They did lie, by the way.
Of course they did.
But then they're like lying, but when their teeth are going like, no, fucking mushrooms.
And they're scratching. They're scratching their necks. They're
quit like, fucking accusing me. Like, yeah. Like, all right, you're real fired up.
Yeah, I'll stroke the shaft for some more marshmallows. I will stroke the shaft. Yeah, they were going crazy, right?
Yeah.
Kids will lie. It's funny. What you learn from kids and from having kids is that early on, the first instinct is to lie.
Yeah.
It's not like they're born to tell the truth.
No.
Their first instinct of the human being, the first instinct is to be like, well, I'm going to lie and see what happens. I'm going to roll the dice here.
And they're oddly great at it.
Well, because you think there's no way that these kids are lying. But here's the thing. They're easily tricked because they're stupid as fuck.
Yeah.
So you can trick them into telling the truth.
And I don't care that we're saying that because they're not listening to this. Yeah.
But I'll tell you something. Here's the thing. Like my kids, I could tell like they would take treats and hide them. They would hide them behind the dog food or in the dog food or.
Wow.
Yeah. So you'd have to
dig. Stuff some Fruityo packages in the dog food?
Yeah, in the dog food, deep in.
Jesus.
I'm not sure if I told you this when I was on your podcast. You know, I tricked my kids into eating dog treats once.
Holy shit.
Okay.
You know, I voluntarily ate dog treats when I was five.
Well, this is basically how it happened.
Yeah.
We were at PetSmart and my daughter was probably six and my son was probably three. And she said, hey dad, can we have one of these cookies? And you know, the PetSmart, they have some treats that look like cookies.
Yeah.
And I go, you would like to eat one of those cookies? And she said, yeah. And my youngest son was like, can I have one too? I was like, you both want one of those cookies? And they said, yeah. And I said to my oldest son, would you like a cookie? And he looked at me, he goes, that's a dog treat, right? And I go, yeah. And he goes, no, I'll pass. And we sat and watched them eat two dog treats.
Just now, without even thinking twice.
No, and now some people might call that child abuse. No. Look, I provide for them. They can't provide me at least some entertainment.
Yeah. You're not a parent if you call it child abuse.
No, but they're tricky, but they're also really fucking dumb.
Yeah.
It's that crazy combination.
Yeah.
What you diverted from a little bit is that I think that East Coast fans are smarter and more knowledgeable than West Coast fans. I'm just saying it right now. I think they're more knowledgeable. I'm going to say something that's going to make you boil as a Seahawks fan.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, and listen, I lived in Seattle. I love Seattle.
Yeah.
I think whoever marketed the 12 is a genius.
Yeah.
Because what they took is people who don't know that much about football and the fair weather fan and made them feel like they belong.
Yeah.
It's genius.
It's genius because the fan base was already very strong.
Yep.
But with a lot of people that were like, yo, I'll kill myself for football. And now you tackle on a bunch more fans that have a lot of youthful energy.
Yep.
And energy that they're need to put somewhere else. And like you just said, they feel like now
they feel they're like contributing. They belong. But I will say this, just judging from being at the Super Bowl with a lot of those fans, they love to root and they love to cheer and sing songs and hold up signs.
Yeah, but
not a lot of them know a lot about the game of football.
It's okay. Plenty of them do.
Would you say the majority of them are diehard football fans?
I'd say, those fans, when they died in the kingdom. When the kingdom exploded.
Yeah, boy, that was a fucking, what the worst place to see any game. I get kicked out of the kingdom for watching a Red Sox Mariners game for being too loud because this kingdom was empty. So my voice was echoing.
Wow.
I was sitting in front of Pinella's wife and she was making fun of me about my 1978 Red Sox Yankees.
Yeah,
blah.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, but I was just being loud. And somebody came down and was like, we're going to have to ask you to leave. I go, why? And they said, the players say that you're distracting them when you're at the plate. And I was like, they're getting paid millions of fucking dollars. But yeah. I kicked out of there.
That's also you're right as a fan to that's a whole nother great discussion.
What's the line? What's the line?
Well, I think there is. Boy,
if I say, hey, Griffey, your mother sucks cock.
Wow. I think.
Can I say that?
You can say that. I think you can say that.
Is that over the line?
I think you can say that, but you have to know that they have the right to remove you.
Yes. Where's the line then? So as long as I'm talking about the game or their game.
Yeah, I think once you get personal, it's the personal comments can only come from if you are on that field with a jersey.
Right.
Or on that court. You know, you play in a pickup game. I'm still playing some pickup games. And when guys...
You do?
Yeah.
Okay. You don't pull muscles?
I mean, yeah, but I just, you know.
Do you tell me the truth? You go from 3-point line to 3-point line. You don't go underneath.
Oh,
right?
No, dude. You're looking at Hakeem Olajuwon Jr. over here. Oh, yeah. The footwork on my Jewish fucking legs.
Fuck you.
Would
Can
blow
you have any ups?
Mind.
Any ups?
I mean, enough.
No, we're Jewish. There's no ups.
I mean, my junior year of high school, we had a basketball camp. Every year we went to Western Washington University.
Beth Hillel.
In Bellingham. I was not in a Jewish league. I'm not that Jewish. I didn't even go to Jewish day camp.
You didn't?
No.
Did you get bar mitzvahed?
Yes.
Okay.
Twice.
Twice?
No. Right. So junior of high school, we went to this camp, and there was a dunk contest at the end of every camp, right? It was it was a lot of, there was seminars, and it was team camps, you know? And you would do these tournaments after the last 2 days, and the last night there was a dunk contest, and there was a lot of dudes that could actually throw down.
8-foot hoops?
10-foot.
Okay.
We're talking about Seattle. This who has bred the likes of Brandon Roy and Nate Robinson.
Yeah.
And shit.
Yeah, that's about it.
Brandon Telfair. Will Conray, who's in the D League. no, fuck.
Well, you're going
more.
Deep.
Brian, will you look up Seattle NBA players right now? Thanks. That's Brian, our producer.
Yeah.
So the dunk contest, there's this tiny white guy who's 6 feet. He can throw down, and then three six black dudes. And I was like, I'm going to fucking enter the contest as a joke. And my team's like, hell yeah, because I was kind of the goofy, funny guy on the
team. I understand what your physique is right now. Yeah. Are you heavier or lighter at this point in time?
Oh, lighter, for sure.
So you're same height?
Yeah, 6 feet and a half.
And so how many LBs are you down at this point in time?
Maybe 20.
Oh, so you're in fighting shape.
Yeah, I got to get back there.
Okay.
thanks for that little nudge. So is this picture the one I found that your mom sent me? No. So so I get in there and everyone's doing like warm-up dunks in the warm-ups. Yep. And I start shooting jumpers and shooting layups. And everyone's like, what the fuck is this guy doing? Like, everyone's doing practice throwdown dunks in like a layup line. But I'm shooting jumpers and doing like crazy layups. And then it gets to my turn. And I'm like, I knew that my last dunk was going to be jumping from the free throw line and I was going to fake an injury. I knew that far.
Oh, you going comedy?
Oh, yeah.
I fucking love
it. But trying to play it, but only my team knows. So you have an auditorium full of the campers, the teams, all the coaches. This is the last night. This is like the big event.
Yeah.
And so, you know, but it was the fucking stage. And so, and so my first dunk is just like off the, just one bounce. I was going to grab it midair, palm it and try to, you know, throw it down. I had like more hops than I did now,
yep,
but still not anything to write home about. But the adrenaline of the fucking crowd and me like just thinking, what if you actually threw it down? Like got me up probably another inch or so to where the bounce was perfect and I grabbed the ball, didn't throw it down,
oh!
but I got high enough to where I grabbed it and bounced it off the front of the rim. Like so it looked like a straight up missed dunk attempt. So everyone goes, oh,
that was so was legit.
Yes. So then, and I look over at my buddies and they're like, what the fuck? Like, cause they know, you know, there's there's, that should not have happened. So then I go, I'm like, all right. And they go, you got one more, you know, attempt or whatever. You got to get one down. I think I did that one more time, didn't get it in. And then I just, I put the ball down I walked to the opposite end of the court. I put the ball down and I start like testing jumping from the free throw line. And there's a guy commentating and he goes, oh shit. He goes, he's going to take off from the free throw line. I go back to the other end. I put the ball down. I just fucking start getting everybody up. Angels in the outfield style. I'm like doing the wave and everyone gets up and everyone's on their feet just going nuts. And like all the other black dunkers were just looking at me like, this motherfucker's crazy. And I'm like, I am. And so I take off and just do like the best comedic fall to where I jump. And then I just like make my legs like give out and just look like, you remember those old toys back in the day where you would like, I don't know what they were called, but you would press the bottom of them and their legs would just cripple.
Yeah.
That's like what happened when I took out from the free throw line. So I just make my legs like just cripple out. I slide on the court like, I don't know, 15 feet and just like immediately just go, oh, fuck.
No.
And screaming. And I'm like, oh, God. I get up. I start limping. I'd thrown the ball into the wall like after I'd, you know, slipped and fell. And I'm just screaming. And I put my hand up and I go, I'm out. I'm out. I'm out. And everyone just starts cheering. And at that point, like 87% of people were like, okay, this was a fucking bit.
Yeah.
And the commentator who ran the whole camp was still on the mic and it just kind of quiets down. He goes, son, if you are seriously hurt, you need to go to the trainer. This is not a joking matter. And he couldn't tell. And so,
dude, that is,
yeah.
I love the fact that you were, first of all, went comedy.
Yeah.
But I also love the fact that you almost dunked the fucking ball.
Can I be honest? I'll never not remember that moment. Right. I mean, you see how accurately I just depicted that story. Like,
I'm going to show you something.
Bummed that I didn't throw it down. Because I'll never, I mean, you know, no, unless there's a trampoline now, I can't get up
Jews
there.
Jews aren't supposed to.
They're not.
I'm going to show you a video.
It's in the Bible.
And we're going to post this. This is my son dunking.
Jesus, man, you make fun of my weight. Now you show me this.
Okay, now, as a Jew, he's.
Whoa!
Half Jewish, half Asian. Is that supposed to happen?
Dude.
He dunked on me in the driveway and his nuts were in my face.
Yo, is he like 6'5"? That kid looks tall.
He's 6'3".
So he's old is he?
He's 18.
Dude, you got a basketball star on your hands. Dude, that was a sick
How sweet was that? Now listen.
Also the confidence too when he threw it down. Like he threw it down like, yeah, dude, a dunk? Oh, is that what you want to tape? What I've been doing all afternoon?
Can I tell you something? His senior year in high school, he just started playing basketball senior year in high school. And he takes off, he drives baseline. And he gets up in the air and I'm with my brother. I'm like, oh, he's going to fucking throw down on this dude.
That's a great moment. It's better than the day he was born.
Oh, way better. Are you kidding? I told my brother after the game, if he had dunked, I'd have run out in the middle of the court and jerked off right at center court and been like, arrest me. Arrest me. Did you see the Jew dunk?
Oh, I'm sorry for being proud. That's proud jizz.
Sorry for being a good father.
Yeah.
He gets up and like you saw that. He put his hand, the ball behind his head. And I'm like, oh, he's going to fucking.
Wingspan.
Yes.
You should have him recreate the Michael Jordan wings poster.
You know what? This dude basically took him out.
Wow.
basically took him out. He basically did to him what I told my son I would do.
Took him out. Wait, so...
Oh, he didn't dunk.
Oh.
Because the guy was like, you're not dunking on me.
So he cut his legs out?
He basically grabbed him by the legs. And so, but that's...
I mean, he didn't want to get dented.
I totally understand it. When my son dunked on me in the driveway and his nuts were in my face, I said to him, I go, hey, that's never going to happen again. And he goes, oh, I'll be able to dunk again. I go, no.
Describe that feeling, by the way, for just our male listeners. Like,
which part, nuts in your face or your son doing it?
Getting dunked on in general.
Well, I guess I didn't believe that he'd be able to do it.
Yeah.
Because I was like, oh, I'll just block it. And then the difference between where his hand was and my hand was,
yeah,
was embarrassing. It was really fucking...
Mixed emotions, though? You're also proud, or is it like, no, like just the male ego steps in and goes...
It's the male ego.
I don't care how
afterwards
related to me this kid is.
Yeah, that's why I told him, I'll fucking throw you down.
Yeah.
Don't do that again. You're going to get hurt
on
the
your friends, but I fucking made
it. Yeah, no, I listen, your nuts in my face was not...
No.
Not good for me. But I'll tell you something, like, if I could pick one sports ability that I don't have that I've always wanted... That would be it. To dunk one fucking time. Not a hole in one. My brothers were like, I'd rather hit a hole in one. Not a hole in one, because I still think there's a chance, no matter how small it is, there's a chance that I hit a hole in one. Zero chance I ever dunk a basketball. Now, zero.
Did you have, did you have pregnant sex when he was in the tummy?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well then maybe this is like revenge. He's like, yo, your dick was in my face, so now I'm sending it back.
Could be, but on the other way is, you know, I could just tell him I kept replenishing you with semen. That's why you're so big.
That's why you're so strong. Dude,
because that's
amazing.
I kept pumping semen in there just in case any could latch on to you. Okay. You know what else we should talk about?
Yeah.
Because we don't want to get into too many specifics in this one.
Well, let's let people know, like, on a whole, like this, which we didn't even say the title, but they'll see the title.
Yeah.
We came up with Good Call Podcast.
Love it. You came up with it.
I mean, it just sounded right. It's positive. It's sports related. And I feel like it's something we're going to say. It's a catchphrase. It'll probably be turned into a t-shirt.
Yeah, without a doubt.
But so, again, the overall theme of this, sports, comedy, but like sports not in a way to where, like, you know, don't come to us for the analysis and breakdown.
Yeah. We are going to have opinions, right? But here's what I would also like to say to sports fans. Why do we have to be such assholes to each other? Now, listen, I'm telling you, from me saying that I think East Coast fans...
Wow, is this the ebony and ivory? This is like...
Right?
Yeah.
Just from me saying East Coast fans, I think, are more knowledgeable, I'll get people wishing death upon me.
Yeah.
Like, so what I would like... It's okay to disagree. It's just... The best thing I love is when people say, oh, I'm an expert. You're an expert? How come my mom wins the fucking NCAA tournament every year? She's no expert.
Yeah, yeah.
No such thing.
Also, we're coming from different coasts.
Yeah.
A little bit different generation with certain sports.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
Like, there's stuff that, you know, that I'm not as educated on, or like college football, for example, like you asked me. I went to USC out here and was there, basically Trojan War, that 30 for 30.
Yeah.
I was there that whole time. So
really?
I was there for Carson Palmer's, my freshman year was Carson Palmer's sophomore year. My sophomore year was Pete Carroll's first year, and when Carson won the Heisman. And
what's
then I was
that
there,
like to be on that campus? Is it?
Then I was there for Reggie Bush, Liner.
Yeah.
I was there basically for three championships, which was bananas.
When that happens, right? Because I've never experienced anything that, when that happens and you are in it, is that, how much of day-to-day campus life is that?
Oh, the whole week is
people talking about
around
it.
Yeah, because you have the band practicing all week on campus. You have jersey sales and just paraphernalia. Like, it was a very spirited. I must have gone to the bookstore that second season and just gotten so many sandals and jerseys and tank tops
and
USC sandals, baby, dude. When you are fired up about your team,
sandals.
Yeah, dude, USC sandals. Also, it was SoCal. I didn't have too many sandals up in Seattle.
I don't own a pair of sandals.
I had a pair of Puma, actually, soccer sandals.
We're going to get you.
We're going to set that Puma life up.
Who got more pussy, Leinart or Bush, you think, in college?
Well, I'll just say this. Leinart came. I was in the Jewish fraternity, AE Pi.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, we partied. I can hear the initial silence and judgment from you being like, Jewish frat.
No. My cousin was
smoked pot out of a fucking shofar.
Dreidel?
No.
Giant dreidel?
I mean, that's a great idea. But we have the craziest
weed?
Parties? What's that?
You smoked weed out of a shofar?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It was great. Our fraternity got remodeled my freshman year, so the parties were insane. And all the football players and basketball players would come there. Leinart was good buddies with one of my best friend's buddies who was third string quarterback. Mm-hmm. And so Lionel would come to our parties all the time in sweats and a giant t-shirt. I remember one time he came and the pledges at the time were supposed to, you know, not let people upstairs if they didn't, you know, they just had like a guard, like downstairs. And if you want to go upstairs, you had to say like, I'm here to see, you know, Dave. And they would be like, there's fucking 48 Daves. It's a Jewish house, you know. And the guy would go, all right. And they go upstairs and get him. Leinart is standing at the bottom on his phone. I walk by and he's like waiting because the kid was like not letting him up. And I walk by and I see him and I go to the kid. I go, hey, I go, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And I just point to Leinart and he goes, what? I go, do you know who that is? He goes, no. And I go, oh, man. I look to him. I go, hey, Matt, right? And he goes, yeah, Matt Leinart. I go, I know who you are. Yeah. I go, come with me.
Yeah.
And then we start walking up the stairs. And he goes, is it cool if my friends come? Turn around, dude, six chicks with him. And they all roll
six?
Up. And they roll up and they all, I take him back to my buddy's room and they're all hanging. And it was, dude, just giant t-shirt and sweats. Just like.
So you think he got more vagina at USC than Reggie Bush?
It's probably like a photo finish, but like, I think Leinart.
Probably, they were probably swimming in two different pools too. Do you think so?
Leinart was six chicks. I mean, it was either he had like his pickings of a couple or probably all of them.
Yeah.
But Bush maybe, I think Bush seems like a guy who's like, yo, like at one point, maybe me and one girl go off and do our own thing.
Yeah.
But I think Leinart was just like, yo, man, like there might, you know, one dick, like, but. But
one dick, six chicks.
Yeah, I'll space it out.
Yeah,
he's also into rhyming.
He's a giver.
Yeah.
You know, the best college sports sex story I've ever heard is that when Dikembe Mutombo was in Georgetown.
Jesus Christ, those two sentences together are incredible.
When Mutombo was in Georgetown, that he used to walk into this bar in Georgetown. And I have a friend of mine who went to Georgetown who told me this story recently.
Oh, my God.
It's the best. And he would walk
in. By the way, never heard a Dikembe Mutombo sex story ever.
All right.
He seems so asexual to me.
This is what he would do.
Not that I've sized him up in that way.
He would walk in. And he would put his arms out in the middle of the club and he would go, who wants to sex Mutombo?
Shut the fuck up, dude.
That is, who wants to sex Mutombo? When my friend told me that, I was like, that's the best thing I've ever heard in my life. And then somebody would come sex Mutombo.
Was that code for oral? Like what? Or just sex? No.
I mean, he said sex.
But,
who wants to sex Mutombo is
but maybe
still,
he didn't know what that, like maybe people, it's
I
up
bet
for
you
interpretation.
Figured it out. Yeah. 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 I mean, listen, there's a lot of things that probably fall under the umbrella. But to
dude,
be able,
good
how much,
for you. That's and, you know what? And you I
Yeah,
mean,
how much juice do you have that you could walk into a bar and be like, who wants to sex Mutombo? If you walk downstairs right now in the middle of the open mic
and
you're
so
like,
who wants to sex Mutombo?
Who wants to sex
I
Ray?
To put my name in
yeah,
there?
Yeah, who wants no. to
Well, if I did Mutombo, I might get like a couple laughs and maybe one real sad drunk person in the corner.
It's so what a crazy but that's the thing, like when
that's swagger. That's all
But that's athletes. There's a difference between athlete swagger.
I'll never have that amount of swagger.
No.
I feel like I've got the right amount of confidence for this business right now, but that's, I feel like that amount of...
Yes.
That's...
Put it in order for me. I'm going to give you four groups. Comedian, actor, rock star, athlete.
The order, who's going to walk in and do that?
So say the person at the top of the game and all those.
Yeah.
Who has the most swag? Who can go into places and pull a... Who wants to sex Mutombo? Do you put rock stars first above athlete?
I mean, and we're talking like the cream of the crop.
Whoever
in each
the cream of the crop,
right?
Like so, in the 90s, it probably as far as vagina, you
lead
probably would have thrown
the bare naked ladies.
Lenny Kravitz.
All right, yeah. Wow, dude. Yeah, I mean,
Lenny,
we're going Lenny Kravitz, and then we're going like what versus MJ?
Yes. Okay.
Wow, then, dude. I mean,
so but yeah.
Boy, I mean, I think Lenny Kravitz. It would make a cooler entrance. Jordan's not known for like doing an entrance like that.
But who's got more swag, you think? Who's got more cachet walking into a place?
I think Jordan. He's global.
Me too.
And so you got to go athlete. I mean, you know, if you're going to the cream of, I mean, just global, you know, rock star, you have your.
But rock star can be so global too. I think, but obviously comedian is at the bottom of that list.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I know when people say, women say, you know, I like.
But also we have fewer rock stars in our profession.
We don't have, it's once.
Dane at his height.
Yeah.
Probably could do that.
Dice at his height.
Yeah. Martin Short.
Of definitely Dana Carvey.
Who? Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
He probably come in and just, yeah, who wants to sex Carvey?
But you know what? Dana's a charismatic dude and the swagger and like a great impression you come in, get a laugh right away. Like maybe that's.
Yeah, but I've never subscribed to when women say, I just want a guy who makes me laugh. Not really.
Yeah.
Because, you know,
Carrot Top. You gotta have something else.
Carrot Top didn't get the same pussy as Mick Jagger. Do you know what I mean? And I would say looks wise.
Where's that bumper sticker?
Yeah, I made t-shirts. Only sold two. One to Carrot Top and one to my buddy, which was weird. Carrot Top that wouldn't be a terrible bumper sticker. No. Right?
What's crazy to me hearing that story is that, and then also like, you know, the allegations of Peyton Manning in college, right?
Yeah.
Like, and I don't care to dig into that too much because I feel like it's just, it's already water under the bridge because he's Peyton Manning. And like, even if there's 1,000% truth to that, there's no way it'll ever be proven or, you know. Certain people are just born with get out of jail free
card. But why, and this is going to touch on something personal to me.
Yeah.
But why does Peyton Manning continue to get the pass when a guy like Brady doesn't? Does he work harder than Brady? Is he really that much more likable than Brady?
I'll tell you what I like and don't like about Brady.
Okay.
I love his, how hard he plays the game and how fired up he is. I think more athletes in every sport need to show more emotion.
I agree.
Richard Sherman flipped out after that Niners game, that was incredible.
Yeah.
And it was like, yeah, man. And then he even said, he was like, dude, we have the things we have to do to hype ourselves up to go out there and try to like more or less kill somebody.
Yeah.
Like, I can't just reel it in moments later. Like you shove a mic in my face after I'm trying to like potentially take out of a human body, and then I'm just supposed to be like, oh, it's a great game. You know, we had a lot of fun. Like we tried
played
to
by
out,
the King's rules.
Yeah, Jesus. I mean, it's like I'm surprised he didn't drop more N bombs and like, you know, curse. I mean, it's like the things that I would say if a mic was shoved in my face. That would be the first time I would drop N-bombs and be like, well, sorry, I'm jacked up on Gatorade and momentum.
And Red Bull. I'm ready to go. Yeah.
But I think Brady, so when I see him on the sidelines, like, you know, pumping his fist and getting fired up, that's why Tiger, I think, brought like a fun element to the game.
Yeah.
You know, because he was just like, golf is so boring. These guys were like, even at the height of like maybe there's old footage we could find of like golfers who really like brought some energy, but like they got the crowd riled up like Happy Gilmore style, but Happy Gilmore might be the best example. And then Tiger was like pumping his fist and screaming and like, you're like, fuck yeah, dude, golf can get exciting. And so Brady, when I see that, I go, I love the passion that you play with. That being said, I think that because he's so like out of the media and has won so much and is like not, you know, hasn't had any controversy
hate winners, dude? Why? That's my question.
No, but I think that where there's smoke, there's too much. I mean, when you have a coach like Belichick,
listen, there's no doubt, and I will be the first one who says.
Let's start there.
The line.
Yeah, toes the line. I mean,
he toes the line.
He taped practices, right?
Okay, but if you look, there are a lot of other teams have done it.
Okay, where are they getting in trouble?
That's the thing. They did get in trouble. It just wasn't publicized like the Patriots.
Well, there's a lot happening out there. Ruben Studdard came out with a new album 2 weeks ago.
To it twice.
We can't pay attention to everything. a guy in Florida ate somebody's face on bath salts 4 years ago. Yeah. That guy should have been famous for like 5 years minimum. He ate a face. And we're just like, yeah, man, I mean, you need a face. There's a lot of shit going on in this world.
Yeah, but I got to tell you,
click on every headline.
If you keep up with every Florida headline, that's not the craziest thing that happened down there.
Touche.
Yeah. I mean, there's some, Florida has some
What do you think gets top billing? Tim Tebow, like, being, like, you know, it comes out that he was involved in, like, this massive underground gangbang city.
Uh-huh.
Or, like.
Listen, me a ticket to gangbang city. Do you have a bus ticket? How do you get there? Is that a subway trip? Dude, I need to know.
It's a hot air balloon ride only. Yeah. You just get dropped in.
Yeah, you can't. It's a secret mountain location.
You get dropped in Alvin and the Chipmunk style.
Yeah, they get to Gangbang City.
So if he gets caught.
This way to Gangbang City. Monterey, ticket to Gangbang City.
I mean, you're the conductor.
How do you get ready to go to Gangbang City? Do you train? Is that like a week training? Do you do a spa? What do you do? Do you diet? Do you do a lot of push-ups?
You got to eat. Like, you got to juice for like a week. I think you get
you
a Bowflex.
Clean it out. Uh-huh.
Mandatory Bowflex so that we can get Chuck Norris some dollar bills back
like
in
that.
His bank
I like
account.
That. Yep.
Wasn't spray Chuck
tan?
Norris the Bowflex?
Do you
no,
spray
wait.
Tan before Gangbang
no.
City?
Wasn't Chuck Norris, was he Bowflex or was he Nordic Track?
Nordic Track. A Bowflex?
Brian, will you look up who Bowflex was?
I think Nordic Track was him and Christie Brinkley.
Good
which
call.
Was the craziest commercial of all time.
What a tandem.
Yeah, because neither face is moving. It's like watching people wearing a Chuck Norris and Christie Brinkley mask talk.
Yeah, but
it was the craziest. Do you know what I mean?
But everything else on Chuck moves so swiftly. He was like, my face doesn't have to operate at the same speed.
Do you feel good or bad that a 75-year-old dude could fucking
take 75.
Both of them? He's got to be 70.
All right. After you look up Bowflex, Brian, look up Chuck Norris.
He's
got to
be
age.
70 in the third, because he had martial like arts movies in the 70s, right?
Boy, let's make a quick bet here. Let's make the first bet on this podcast. And maybe this is something as we'll go into this show, like we'll figure out, you know, not more or less games, although I think that would be fun to
and during football season we'll make bets.
Yeah. But I think I don't know if it's gonna be a bet an episode, but right now it feels right. So we're gonna bet on
Chuck Norris's age.
Yeah.
Okay.
Whoever's closer, I don't know, buys the other one a coffee.
We'll figure we
can go bigger.
We'll keep
buys the other one a spray tan gift certificate.
We buy the other person a ticket to Gang Bang City.
How much money do you think I have? Hot air balloon money?
Oh, you got hot air balloon money. All right, so.
Brian, what are we looking at? Oh, wait. Don't say yet.
I'm saying that.
You said 75 initially.
Well, no, let's break it down. So in the 70s, he was putting out karate movies.
Yeah.
Okay, so the 70s is 40 years ago, let's say. 60 and 20, I say he's 68.
Okay, and I'm going to not do all that math you just did and just take a ballpark guess. I'm going to go ahead and say, I feel like he's a guy that looks, he's like if he were a chick, girls would, you know, do that thing where they like throw each other under the bus and make passive aggressive things where they're like, what's your secret? You look so good.
So make
Which is basically being like, you
do,
bitch,
do,
you
do one of those fucking. For him. Do one of those for him.
Wait, so I'm the dude?
Yeah, I'm Chuck Norris. You're going to.
Dude, Chuck, you look, you look like, what are you doing? Because you look incredible. You do not look what I think you look, which is, and I'll say my guess, boy, it made me laugh when I heard somebody say it in line at Coffee Bean a couple days ago.
Yeah.
And it's a number that I think, and a move that I think.
You're going 69.
Married couples need to start to.
I went 68,
apply.
You went 69?
Yeah. I'm going to $1 you. Bob
you
Barker
did,
style.
You bitch. You fucking, yeah. You Bob Barkered me.
By the way, at Coffee Bean, a dude literally hadn't heard this shit in probably 15 years.
Yeah.
Where he gets rung up and then she goes, 369. And he turns to his buddy, elbows him and goes, 69. And I fucking lost it, dude. I didn't let out a verbal laugh, but I just go, I couldn't really contain. There wasn't enough space in my heart. Because I was like, hey, I'm so glad that that guy still exists with us.
Yeah, yeah.
And that joke is still, you know, that's like, it was that, and then that's what she said, and then.
You know what else? You know what the one I do, which is my favorite one, which for me, I'm trying to get people to do it to replace,
yeah.
That's what she said, is that was my nickname in high school.
Also great.
Yeah, because, you know, like.
Oh, my God. Dude, I was just in Vegas walking with a girl past a restaurant sign that said Nobu. And she goes, Nobu. And I go, what you just said?
That was my nickname in high school?
Yeah, dude.
That was my nickname in high school. That was
my
favorite one.
And she goes, all right, enough. Because I've been cracking a lot of jokes.
Did you seal the deal?
We had a lot of fun.
Okay. Yeah, because this somebody asked for a plate of meat the other day, and I said, that was my nickname in high school. But plate of meat, like, that was my nickname in high school.
What a great go-to.
Oh, because it doesn't even have to really make sense. That one is my big one.
Yeah.
I think so, because... It really can work with almost anything.
Yeah.
Do you have more than one go-to?
A couple. I mean, not with that attitude is at the top of my list, I think.
Not with that attitude, I like
it. And it always gets a laugh.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're literally, what did I say the other day? I was around one
not
of my-
Not with that
I, around, I think it was one of my buddies and his dad who's like this big oil guy and just like, he could afford multiple tickets to Gang Bang City. Let's just put it that way. And he made some comment-
He could bring some friends with him?
Yeah. He made some comment about like business too and being like, well, we can't fucking do that and go to space or something. And I go, no, with that attitude, Mike. You know, but it was something.
I love that.
And he just like, you know, but it always, in any situation.
You know what? I can't stop thinking about Gang Bang City. And like, I'm wondering who
the theme song's incredible. It's like, it's got to be like, Gang Bang City, I feel like, is where the Captain Planeteers go to hang out on their off weekends.
But I also feel like it has like, I feel like it has like, you know, like every good circus has a ringleader. Don't you think Gang Bang City has like a ringmaster?
Yes.
Like a guy that's there every weekend.
Like Oz from The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah. Like who would be like Jeremy Piven?
Well, I don't know. Only from what I hear. But
yeah.
That guy,
Jeremy Piven is like the king of Gang Bang City.
Is he really?
That's what I think. I am just speculating.
Sure.
I'm going, on no information, no intel at all, just pure gut reaction.
That's a guy who could walk in and be like, who wants to fuck Mutombo?
Who wants the sex Piven?
Sex Mutombo. Sex Piven.
Yeah. Who wants the sex Piven?
You know, but can I be honest? Doesn't have the same flow.
No, Sex Mutombo is the best. That's the best. And because, you know, he has the accent, who wants to sex Mutombo? Yeah,
well, the accent's a big part of it.
Yeah.
And then the extended long wingspan.
And the,
probably
the
cock
and
out.
The giant dick.
Yeah. Yeah. It's probably out, right?
If or I had a Mutombo really, cock?
Yeah.
I wonder if anyone's
Mutombo
ever...
cock. That is the, that's like the last thing you get in Super Mario 3 when you can't get the raccoon tail. You're like, I got the star, the raccoon tail, and one Mutombo cock. If I got all three, I was going to warp zone.
That's hilarious. I wonder if anybody, any guy outside of him has named his dick Mutombo. Like, that would be a...
Well, if that story had gone public, like it should have.
Yeah.
If, see, that's the thing. That's
the pre-social media, though.
That's the pros and cons of that now. It's like you... Like that Nick Young, yes. What's his name?
Swaggy, the
Nick Young,
Russell.
Russell, D'Angelo Russell.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you know, taping that he was cheating. And good for that guy. Like, he got, I mean, you know, shit, if you're doing it, you're going to get caught.
Yeah.
But I mean, also, I guess, you taping somebody. That's on, the bro. I mean, that's the, just.
Yeah, that's not okay.
Yeah, on many
Neither
levels.
Neither one's okay, but you shouldn't be
They're
the snitch.
They're both wrong.
Yes.
But, yeah, I don't think you should, I mean.
You being the snitch is not good.
The time, I mean, God, there's times. I don't think currently I know of that. And I try to stay out of just anybody's business because, like,
yeah.
You know, like.
Because that's the way you should go
through
life.
I've never been a gossiper. I know I contribute to that society because we all do at some point because you can't help but make conversation at times. And booze helps a lot with that. But I also, the feeling I get from it is never makes me want to continue down that path.
No.
And especially someone else's business. And, I mean, about a year ago, I knew about a buddy from college that was in a situation and it, like, really irked me. To the point to where I wanted to speak up, but then I was just like, and I knew his girl, and I was like, oh God, but I felt responsible, but then I'm just like, I can't.
But dude, like, that's like the girls who take pictures of the dudes they slept with while they're sleeping. Like what happened to Edelman.
Yeah.
Like that is to
Which,
me.
By the way, that'll never happen to a Seahawk, but keep going.
That's because Seahawks don't have sex with women.
Fuck off. They don't. They do now,
no,
though.
They,
he's engaged.
Here's
You're referring to Russ Wilson.
Yeah.
No, he's.
Did
Come
you
on,
hear that shit that
he's
his
got the key
teammates
to
Gangbang from
City.
NC State were saying about him?
What?
That he was not a good dude? I'm just saying. I didn't say
it's
it.
Jealous, dude.
But with Brady, it's totally cool.
I think Brady's probably a fine dude. I think he just. I want to put a pin in that Russell Wilson thing.
Okay.
Which, by the way, again, as.
But that's.
By the way, let me just say, I love the vibe of the show so far, the way we're bouncing around.
Yeah.
And I think that's what's going to keep people interested. And also, just so you know, listeners, you know, we will, I think at some point, maybe we'll start each show with like a, I don't know, like this is on the doc, like
yeah,
this is on
this
the,
is what we'll talk about.
This is on the clipboard today yeah. or whatever. We'll use, you know, whatever's going to be on the lineup of, you know.
Lineup, I like that.
The lineup. This yeah. is on the lineup. Yeah. Like this guy, this topic is batting first.
Yeah.
This, they got the Kenny Lofton spot and then.
Kenny Lofton.
But I want to put a pin in like Russell and also just sports heroes. That could be a whole, that's a whole.
Yeah, we touched on a couple things
We're touching
today
on a lot.
That
We're,
could, like the East Coast, West Coast. We could talk about forever.
Yes.
The most annoying fan base we could talk about forever.
Yeah. I mean, even you texted me like a lot of things about that we were going to get to. And I'll read a few of those because we're near it. We've got about 20 minutes left.
Is that
it? So here's what you text me. You go, NBA Finals. Is Draymond, by the way, this is after the dick pic. He said, NBA Finals. Is Draymond the new Lambeer? Why do people hate LeBron? Most hated athlete ever. What can make baseball better? Most annoying fan base. A great lineup
yeah.
of discussion. And like I even said, I was like, dude, we might hit on one of those, but there's going to be so much to talk about.
I have to tell you, after, and I know this is going to be old by the yeah. time we post it, so maybe we won't get a chance. I went into the Warriors Thunder series thinking I was rooting for the Warriors.
Yeah.
Because I had only kind of watched them a half at a time during the magical 73 game series season yeah. where they're blowing people out by 40.
Magical.
Magical.
I mean, you have to just acknowledge.
Magical.
Who knows when that'll happen.
But they're blowing people out by 40.
Yeah.
But to see how guys like Draymond Green responded to being behind, that's the true, that's what shows your character.
That's the Rudy Tomjanovich.
Yeah. That's what shows your character. And what he did in game 7, when he pulled Adams' arm down, that like he could have broken that dude's arm. Did you see that? Last night's game seven.
Wait.
The Warriors.
I thought you were referring to the kick and the.
Well, that too. That too. But at least that was like cheap.
Oh, the fact that he even said, I mean, I've heard other interviews from him where I'm like, oh, you don't seem like that bad of a guy.
Yeah.
And then when he said, like, that's what happens when you get pulled down and your leg went up. And he was like, man, that guy's, you think I'm trying to make, like, take his, the way from making babies away from a man like that. So, like, the way he said it, I bought it. But then I just go,
no.
Dude, the replay, when you slow it down, it's like your body, also your leg doesn't do that when you go down.
No.
Nobody's body does.
And he had already been fouled. The whistle had already been
blown.
And they've
been going at each other all series.
But what he did in game seven, pulling his arm, did you see that? That takedown? And it looked like Steven.
I listened to most of the game because
it looked like Steven Adams gave him a DDT.
Shit.
That's what it looked like. But Draymond pulled his arm. Dude, he could have ripped his arm.
Like what happened to Love last season?
Kind of. Against the Celtics.
Yeah.
That was a pure accident. Accident.
Yikes.
I will say. Listen, if I'm being completely honest, and this is what I will tell you too, that you'll find out about me. I'm a diehard Boston fan.
Yeah.
But I'm not myopic. I'm very realistic. And I consider myself to have a pretty clear head. I think what happened with Olnick and Kevin Love is that initially it was just like a regular. And then, look, sometimes heat of the moment, it did look like he gave a little extra more than he had.
Yep.
I don't
These
think
athletes forget that we have the luxury of instant replay
and slow motion.
You can see it all, baby.
Yeah, but that's why I ask people about Brady because
I want to get back to that because you asked me.
For me, I will tell you this. For me, I don't even. I get it if you are like I hate him because they win all the time, but the way he plays and here's the thing. Like, I know people say whining. I think he does what he's supposed to do.
Also, every athlete whines to an extent because. It's part of the game. You get that emotional and that fired up. Like you can't control. I mean, I'd say 6% of the time does any athlete control their emotions and go,
Dude,
I fouled that guy. Or I
want him fighting for what he wants. Like, so it's like when people hate LeBron, they're like, he whines all the time. Every NBA player besides Kawhi Leonard whines. Even
maybe
Duncan.
Deadlift Shrimp.
Yeah.
Never seen Detlef Schrempf lose his cool.
No, because he was too worried about his mullet with his hair stick. He had a...
Maybe. He was also raised in a strong Schrempf family.
Sweetest flock of seagulls haircut of all time, that dude.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
The Detlef Schrempf Golf Classic. Have you played in it?
What? You just made that up. Nobody has.
Oh,
that's a real thing?
Yeah, the Detlef Schrempf. Yeah, I had a hard time just saying his name.
Well, that means that you won't fly on his hot air balloon to Gangbang City because
There's
that's how you get free access.
Zero
if you can
chance.
Say his name without
zero
slapping your
Detlef
F's and P's together.
Goes
nope.
to
Sorry,
no
find
way.
Your own way.
You think Detlef Schrempf has ever been to Gangbang City?
I bet Schrempf back in his University of Washington days was a fucking beast.
But that's what we go back to.
6'11
college
with
athletes?
That European look. College athletes. Well, real quick, I want to finish up the Brady thing.
Okay.
I think... And when you say, yeah, I mean, he whines, he fights. Yeah, LeBron whines. LeBron also is taking, I mean, a physical beating.
A beating.
Yeah. Where people are realizing that there's so many times where he's getting fouled because you get a lot of calls at that, but you also don't because the refs go, I'm going to assume. And by the way, my ref knowledge is based on Billy Crystal in the movie Forget Paris.
By the way, that's exactly how they are. Yeah.
But I think like
and
they.
And the Foot Locker.
Yeah. But I think they go, you know, I can't call everything. You're so good that not everything's going to be a foul, but you.
But also guys that big.
You can take it.
And like, I hated that about you would watch Shaq,
Shaq
and LeBron
got destroyed.
Too. Shaq could, and he was just because he was bigger than the biggest person on the other team.
Yeah.
There was still a 7 foot, 280 pound dude bringing all of his force down on Shaq multiple times a game without getting the calls. I don't agree that just because guys are bigger, they shouldn't get the calls. Like if a tiny dude is bodying up and slapping a bigger guy, that's a fucking foul.
Yeah.
Like I also do not agree with that's not a playoff foul. No. If it's a foul in the playoffs, it's a foul during the regular season.
Who's deciding to make that differentiation?
They do that. I don't think they do that in football and they don't do it in baseball, but hockey and basketball, there's a difference between the way games are called in the regular season and the playoffs.
That's so crazy.
I think it's so stupid.
Who made that rule?
Well, I think Jeff Van Gundy made the rule. You like Jeff Van Gundy?
As far as, I'll tell you who I love, your boy Steve Levy.
Fucking love Levy.
Dude, let me
he
just.
He came to your show, right?
Josh sent, he texted me, he goes, hey, Steve Levy. And by the way, this is like, I mean, sometimes the stars just align. I'm literally watching SportsCenter the night before and watching Steve Levy and maybe Kenny Mayne, Seattle guy, who's also one of the best. And I'm literally watching and going, man, Steve Levy is the fucking man. Like, I'm saying that in my head because I'm just like, smooth voice,
yeah,
conversational, easy on the eyes.
Knowledgeable. Jew.
Just, you can tell that, like, no sports, is not trying to be a dick about it. Yep. Also, charismatic without trying to be funny.
Yep.
Too many anchors, and I'll say it to their face if they come on the show, are like, oh, Stuart Scott, like, really paved the way, and now I gotta, like, be... No, you don't, man. Like, deliver the sports. Like, if you, every now and then, but like, I just watched.
Just be you.
The end of a SportsCenter special thing, and these two guys went back and forth. One of them did a Schmeagol. Is it Schmeagol or Smeagol?
You talking about from Lord of the Rings?
I haven't seen him.
Schmeagol.
I thought it was Yoda when he first did it. My buddy goes, that's Schmeagol. I was like, I don't
Gollum.
Fucking know.
You didn't see any
Either
of the Lord
way,
of the Rings?
Producer's got to be pissed. No.
You didn't see any of them?
But I saw Shanghai Nights twice in the theater.
Wait, you didn't see The Hobbit or any of the Lord of the Rings?
No.
Harry Potter?
I saw the first one with my ex-girlfriend.
You didn't see any of the Harry Potters?
I want to. I saw the first 20 minutes of the first one, and then I was too high to finish it. But I remember those first 20 minutes, I remember being like, this is incredible. And I watched it on a tiny shit TV. I remember the part where it ended, it was like, who plays Gandalf?
Sir Ian McKellen.
There it is.
You and I are going to get high and watch all three of those.
I love that. I thought about doing that. So the part where he was like, looked really big, and he was in like a house that was too small.
In the Hobbit's house.
There it is. And I was just so baked. And I remember just being like, this is the greatest thing ever. And then I woke up the next day and it was like another day. And I was like, oh shit. And they've done things where they'll have all three movies at a theater back to back to back. And I've thought about doing it.
Well, that's 9 hours. You're committing 9 hours. That's 3 hour, 3 hour, 3 hour.
I spent 9 hours in a car from Vegas to LA yesterday. So like, it can be done. But that's a lot of like,
we should make,
it's a lot of Hobbit info to take in.
That's too much. And I'm a huge fan, but I couldn't do all. But I will tell you,
they're amazing. So this guy, well, what do you love about him? You love sci-fi.
Anything with a dragon in it, I'm going to go watch it. I don't know why.
Did you see Dragonheart?
Yeah.
Was it great?
I like it. It was a dragon.
Didn't Sean Connery voice the dragon?
Yes, he did.
Well, I mean, that right away makes me wonder why I haven't seen it.
If
you were to tell me that, there's a
Can you do a Sean Connery's voice?
Well, I mean, if I'm a Sean Connery's a dragon, I mean, I feel like, is this how he sounded? I'm a dragon. I feel like he would just say he's a dragon a lot.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, you're the man now, dog. And they're like, wrong script, but it's a great line.
Yeah. I mean, so is that a one you had in your bag already, or do you sometimes?
The first impressions I started doing when I went to a water sports camp that was all Christian. I was the only Jew there, right?
But my water four sports. I'm only familiar with that on Pornhub.
The water sports, is that a category?
Yeah, where they pee on each other and into each other's mouths and shit.
We'll be right back. So there was.
You've never heard of porn water sports?
No. I'm not a big pee guy.
We'll watch that before the Lord of the Rings.
He doesn't make me want to come.
Me neither.
And that was my high school yearbook quote. So
that was
it's also a Shel Silverstein poem that never got published. Pee doesn't make me want to come. That's funny.
It's also going to be on TLC next year.
I hope so.
Yeah.
So they so water sports camp. It was it was a Jesus camp, and then water sports was like
they taught you how to walk on water there?
So funny. 7 a.m. till 4 was like beach day, sports, jet skis, boats, and it was a week, and it was all the high school kids. So, I mean, it was volleyball, lunch, dinner, and then for like an hour was like Jesus talk, and then there was campfire, more Jesus sing-along shit, and then talent show like every night. But like a small window of that to where I was like, it was my four best friends in high school, and it was just like so fun. I was like, why not? And they got me approved. I think I had to fucking watch The Preacher's Wife or something. Mm-hmm. So I go, and it was the best. And one of the guys did try to convert me at one point, which
really?
Was crazy. Yeah. And I was just like, dude. Like, you see, like, I'm wearing a fucking Star David. I'm wearing a Star David necklace.
Do you have a Star David necklace?
Not on me anymore. But
you get the tattoo?
I should get the tattoo. The Jew tattoo?
The Jew tattoo?
But tattoos are kind of a sensitive subject for us.
You don't have tattoos?
I don't have any. Although I saw one yesterday in Vegas, and it definitely made me, I go, oh shit. I kind of, one time when I was drunk in Bloomington, Illinois, and I met these girls, and they owned a tattoo parlor, and it was 2 a.m, and they were like, I started ranting about my nieces, how much I love them. And I was like, I should get their names tattooed on my chest. And they were like, we'll take you there right now. Dude, I'm on the way. And I call my buddy Mark Saratella, and he goes, dude, that's a terrible idea. Don't do that. And I go, what? He goes, I love where your head's at. Terrible idea. Don't do it. And
what,
I go,
what are their names?
Brooke and Brianna.
So you were going to get Brooke and Brianna on your chest.
And just for the record, I voted their names be Mac and Cheese, and my sister said no. I was going to have Brooke and Brianna on my chest. And I literally I was going to do it.
Yeah.
And then hearing just a person who I trusted go,
voice
nope.
of reason.
Yep. And I go, oh, okay. And then I just stop and I get a phone. And I go, ladies, I can't do it. You know,
how big of the tattoo were you planning on getting?
I mean, probably size 48 font, Helvetica.
Oh, right across, like a prison tattoo right in the middle.
Maybe a Courier New on one of the letters. So anyway, so this water sports camp, fuck, why did I bring that up? Oh, Sean Connery, The Impressions. Yeah. This talent show, this was like the first time I did like, I basically did the show where I had the guys lip sync to me doing a bunch of impressions. And I did Mike Tyson, Kermit the Frog, Bill Clinton, Splinter, and Sean Connery. And it was like this, I wrote like this.
Splinter?
Yeah, dude. Come on.
And you got anybody from Hey Arnold in your bag?
So funny.
Hey Arnold, to me, maybe top 5 cartoons of all time.
Really?
Hey Arnold was so fucking good. Now I put
go back and watch that.
I put Scooby-Doo in there.
Scooby-Doo is like so underrated.
How could it be? By the way,
because it's so good that everyone includes it in the great cartoon conversation, so they don't even give it.
I'm gonna go one step further. Did you see the first Scooby-Doo live action movie with Matthew Lillard and Freddie Prinze?
Yeah,
I'm gonna tell you right now.
Oh God, you have kids. This is what you're.
No,
you're biased.
I didn't even go with kids. I went high with my brother.
Jesus. As if we couldn't connect even more.
It's one of those movies that you walk in with zero expectations, and I walked out and I was like, that was the best Saturday afternoon I fucking
Saturday
had.
Saturday afternoon, great call on the time of day, by the
Saturday
way.
Saturday afternoon, high with my brother going to see Scooby-Doo.
You got the whole rest of the day to make up for
Come
it
on.
If this was a shitty experience.
Yeah, that's the way, that's when you did, that's when
daytime
you.
Daytime movies might be the good call.
If it's a movie that you're not sure about, I never go on a Friday, Saturday night because I don't want to ruin my night. But I always go on a Saturday, Sunday afternoon because I can shake it off.
By the way, did you miss the first organic podcast title throw-in?
What was it?
I go, going to see a movie
good call.
Is a good call. I mean, if we were really dope, anytime
we would have like
that'd be like our Pee Wee Herman, like, Pee Wee's Playhouse word of the day.
Or there would be a bell when you said good call, it'd be bing.
Nice.
Well, we'll figure that out.
It's our first show.
My real question is, how did we get into the talent show? Because you were talking about
impressions. You asked me with the Connery,
and I
wanted to ask you what celebrities would you have to hear were voicing the dragon and Dragonheart to make you go, I'll go see that.
If there's a dragon, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
It could have been anyone. It could have been Martin Short. It could have been who's the creepy guy in all the Charlie Angels.
I don't know.
The dude from Back to the Future, You're My Density.
Christopher Lloyd?
You're My Density.
Who the fuck is that?
Who? Crispin Glover.
Oh, nice.
Could have been Crispin Glover. By the way, I don't know. You pressed that microphone. I'm not sure where the noise came out. Did you hear him?
Brian, we're not hearing you.
Do you hear me now?
There we go. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Crispin Glover. It could be anybody. Jennifer Tilly could have been.
Well, I mean, that's a great call. What I want to know, and I think we're gonna have to wrap it up.
Okay.
Brian, we asked you for the age of Chuck Norris.
Oh,
earlier.
Yeah.
Yes, are you ready?
So,
you prices right at me, which is a
68, 69. What is the confirmed prize? Is it just coffee?
I think
before the next podcast?
I think we add it up. I think we got to accumulate when we get to a certain number
of bets. All right. So there's a scoreboard here.
Yeah, I think we scoreboard it.
I love that.
Because that way we get to either 5 or 10.
Like, again, do we like do a best out of, it's like first and, one to what?
Yeah, the first one to, so it's, if it's like best of 7, if we do a series, then the best of 7.
Great.
Okay, best of 7, and then we'll figure out the prize.
I love that.
Chuck Norris presently is 76 years old.
My first guess was right. You know you always stick with your first fucking guess.
Wow.
But I said 75.
You did.
But
and then you quickly.
And I pushed
trust
out.
Trust your instinct, man.
I pushed out.
When it comes to Norris facts, trust your instinct. He does.
Do you?
He doesn't even have an instinct.
No.
Isn't that, that's probably a Chuck Norris joke, isn't it?
Listen.
Wait, what is the
instincts
joke?
Have Chuck Norris.
Oh, man. Yeah. There it is. There it is.
That's right. Okay, so listen.
That's a great way to go out.
I think in the future, what I am going to enjoy about this,
yeah.
There are robots now. He's a robot.
little Brian didn't even skip a beat. He goes, yeah, dude.
Yeah. In the future, what I like is that we'll have the lineup, so we can always go back to the skeleton.
Yeah.
But I have a feeling you and I are going to bounce around a little bit.
I love how this went. Brian, entertaining to listen to?
Without a doubt.
I love that.
Okay. I like that,
great.
Too.
I am holding a gun to his head, but that's besides the point. It's a water gun.
Are we even going to mention the fact that this is a lot of handsome on one podcast?
This is a lot. I mean...
That's why it's good it's not on video.
Dude, we've seen you shirtless. People know what you bring to the table. I got a great Hanukkah blue sweater on right now. You know, I'm having a good hair day because I had an audition. So, yeah, there's a decent amount of handsome. But we'll keep it humble pie.
We're going to kill this.
This is great. A lot of sports, a lot of comedy, and a theme song coming.
Yeah.
Well, no, it's already in there. Because if this episode, we're recording this.
You're writing it.
I'm going to write it, yeah. And you're just going to have to trust.
I do.
But I'll send you, I'll give you like what I did for Brad and I's podcast where I, you know, sent him, I go, what do you think about this? And he was just like, yeah, that's awesome.
Do we need to lay down vocals?
Yeah. Yes. Well, I was just going to ask, can you sing? I've heard you sing.
Yeah.
See, Brad didn't sing on ours because I love you, Brad, but.
Yeah, no, he's better in an ET bike. That's his wheelhouse.
He can carry a tune. It just, this was a little too melodic.
Yeah, no, he's better in the front basket on the bike.
For sure. Hey, but also, that's an important position, that basket.
It's the most important position.
I mean, I might be driving that bike.
Doesn't matter. He's getting it off the ground.
Wow. Wow. All right.
Yeah.
This is the first episode of the Good Call Podcast with Josh Wolf and Adam Ray. And I guess it's 1-0 on the bet. And
we'll see you next time.